And later on in the show, we'll be sending Chris Smith into a cave in South Africa to discover the latest research into Australopithecus sediba, an early human ancestor from around 2 million years ago. But first, in Britain's rather wetter climes, other fossils are also giving us an insight into our ancient past.
When a preserved woolly rhino skeleton was found in a Staffordshire quarry 11 years ago, it was described as the most significant fossil find of a large mammal in Britain for over 100 years. Planet Earth podcast presenter Sue Nelson went to meet Professor Danielle Shreve at the Royal Holloway University of London, who led the team that's been studying the find.
The animal was dated by radiocarbon dating, and it's produced a nice cluster of dates around 42,000 years ago, which puts it pretty much slap bang in the middle of the last ice age. It's an interesting period for us because it's a period of relatively elevated warmth, with summer temperatures around 12 degrees centigrade. And critically, the development of a huge, very rich tundra environment that has no modern analogue today, but which would have suited the rhino and other species around at the time extremely well.
This skeleton was found in a quarry. We know it was cold. You say it's in the middle of the Ice Age. Obviously, it's got its woolly coat that's adapted for that sort of weather. But give me a picture of what it was like then.
The rhino was found in sand and gravel deposits, which were laid down by the River Tame, which is a tributary of the modern-day Trent. And we know that at the time when the rhino died, it was a very open, rather barren landscape, certainly treeless, lots of grasses and shrubs that the rhino would have been able to graze on. And in particular, the river would have been running as a braided, cold climate river with many channels and very bare and also rather boggy ground adjacent to the main channels. It's probably as a part of that story that the rhino, in fact, met its doom, because like a lot of very large mammals, it's very easy for these animals to get mired. And we know that because of the excellent state of preservation of the rhino, it was buried as a virtually complete carcass and buried extremely rapidly by the sediments and then not uncovered for 40-odd thousand years later.
And was it on its own? Was it solitary, or did you have any other mammals in the same vicinity?
We found remains of a minimum number of another four individuals of rhino at the site. Also remains of woolly mammoth, of bison, wow, of horse and of wolf.
It's a treasure trove, really, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it was very unusual to find such a complete find.
You discovered this quite a while ago. What have you been studying then that's been able to give you this link between the fossil and effectively the climate at that time?
We've been able to look at the sediments themselves to say something about how the river was depositing sands and gravels. And we were also able to collect different paleobiological proxies. In this case, for example, pollen, plant macrofossils, so things like leaves and seeds, bits of stem, but also beetles and the remains of chironomids, which are non-biting midges. And in particular, the beetles and chironomids can give us a very clear idea of vegetation, but also of the temperature that was experienced at the time.
So how did you work out then what the temperatures were?
Using the beetles and the chironomids, today, these species that we encountered at the site have very, very narrow temperature tolerances. So by examining the range where these insect species occur today, we're able to say very clearly, to extrapolate back into the past, exactly what the temperature regime was like. Now, for the summer, we're looking at summer temperatures of around 12 degrees centigrade. That's roughly 3 degrees cooler than at the present day. But the winter temperatures are much colder, so you're looking at temperatures between minus 16 and minus 22 degrees centigrade. So extremely savage winter conditions.
Was this what you expected, or did it tell us anything new about what was going on in that particular area at that time?
What we're starting to see with the middle part of the last ice age, between about 60 and 25,000 years ago, is that it's a time of very rapid climatic oscillation, shockingly rapid climatic change. And so what we're trying to do is, with the help of high-precision radiocarbon dating, is to put together a picture of how those climatic oscillations impact on the environment of Britain, impact on the mega herbivores, and of course impacted on early humans at the same time. So it's a very interesting time period, and the Whitemoor Hay find goes a long way to contributing information. Remains of woolly rhinos themselves are not particularly unusual for the last cold stage, but they're often found in caves and they're often heavily gnawed by one of the major predators at the time, which was the spotted hyena. In this case, we have a superbly preserved, virtually complete front part of this skeleton that we're able to look at in great detail and also to compare with other woolly rhino material, not only from Britain but also from the adjacent continent.
Professor Danielle Shreve at the Royal Holloway University of London. And you can find out more on our website, nakedscientists.com/planet Earth.